Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
The Lord is holy, and therefore in establishing human government, He intended that it should restrain the natural tendency of man. Government is required wherever there are people. Now I know there are certain primitive societies in the world, but every people has standards by which they operate and govern themselves. Interpersonal relations are next to God. You see, the Lord said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. So God expects that in the interpersonal relationships among us, we should be able to relate with decency. I will be speaking about the church's court case in which the Apostle Paul examines what was happening in the church at Corinth. And I will make some direct applications to our situations today. So open your Bible to 1 Corinthians 6. I'm reading verses 1 through 11. That's 1 Corinthians 6, verses 1 through 11. And here is the Bible. "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust, and not before saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there's not a wise man among you? No, not one, that shall be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goeth the law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because ye go to law with one another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong, and defraud, and that, ye brethren. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, or extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Oh, praise the Lord. In such a controversy, Paul lays out several essential directions for the solution of these controversies. Watch carefully in your Bible and follow me as I point them out to you. The first direction is, be cautious. Avoid going before an unbelieving judge. He criticizes them rather sharply by calling attention to the fact that some of them apparently had done it. They had gone to law before the unjust and not before the saved. I believe this points out to us that there is a divine standard. It is implied here, certainly. Unbelievers, however, operate apart from that standard. They only deal with what seems to be appropriate or what has already been done. Now the Apostle Paul was concerned how it was happening in Corinth, that the people of the church were submitting their cases to unbelieving judges for arbitration. He says, in essence, arise to your potential because you are going to judge angels and judge the world. And certainly, if you have that potential, you should be able to solve the little problems in your congregation without going to unbelievers. Appoint those who are least esteemed. Now I know from the commentaries There's a lot of conflict about this, but I want to tell you something. Many times it is not the most intelligent people, shall I say, the most educated people, who have the best insight. Sometimes just plain good common sense will outline a procedure which the intelligence of the educated does not seem to comprehend. Here, listen to this. A saint on his knees can see farther than a philosopher on his tiptoes. Yes, you see, the saint has his mind open for divine wisdom, godly wisdom. The highly intelligent, the highly educated, often do not do that. The second direction the apostle gives to the Corinthian church and to us is, be congenial. Avoid disruption. Peace is certainly preferable to disruption. I'm looking now at verses 5 through 8. He says, it is a shame that there is no wise man among you, no one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. So brother goes to law with brother, and that before unbelievers. Avoid disruptions. Evaluate the situation. Take into account all the factors and don't be cantankerous. Broken relationships are too costly. Instead of agitating for all that might be coming to you, suffer wrong. Don't insist on all or more that is your due. Did not Jesus say, when you suffer wrong and are smitten on one cheek, turn the other also? So the Apostle Paul is following right in that same vein. Each case is unique and needs wisdom. I know the attorneys go back and study the history of law and have in their offices great books of court decisions that they can go to, but the Apostle Paul says, the situation deserves your personal attention to the immediate need between brother and brother. The Apostle Paul in the Roman letter said, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Sometimes it is virtually impossible to get the situation reconciled. Now that should not be true in the church, in the body of Christ. Unfortunately, sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. So the Apostle Paul says, rather than do wrong, receive wrong. Why not rather take wrong? But no, they were so insistent that they would rather do wrong and defraud, and that their brethren. It is a pity. It is a pity. Now, if a person has a congenial spirit, then this situation would hardly arise. You see, to be congenial means you are not aggressively demanding your own rights here or there. You try to be kind, loving, and tender-hearted to everybody. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Be congenial. Avoid disruption. Peace is far more desirable even than having your own way. Now the third direction is, be cleansed. I want you to pay very close attention to what the Apostle Paul wrote in verses 9 through 11. Acknowledge the dividing line between Christians and non-Christians. The Apostle says there are certain kinds of persons who will never make the kingdom of God. Now listen very carefully. I hope you can follow in your Bible. I'm going to mention them slowly. He said, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners. Be cleansed. Acknowledge the dividing line. No dialogue is necessary. Perhaps the most important action is announcement. Announce to these people. Announce, as I am doing to you right now, announce to the world that these kind of people will never inherit the kingdom of God. Then he said, praise the Lord. Then he said, and such were some of you. What happened to them? They were that way. but they are no longer that way. Now what happened to them? Well, he tells us right here, but you are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified. There is only one bath that will do the work, friend. It is to be washed in the precious blood of Jesus. Wash your garments in the precious blood of Jesus. He shed his blood on Calvary's cross that your sins might be washed away. You know, the prophet Isaiah, 700 years before Christ, put it this way. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Oh, yes, praise God. Then he said, you're sanctified. Sanctified means that the Holy Spirit has come into your life and changed your whole manner of living. Again, the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:17 makes it very clear. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yes. Oh, praise God. Then he said, you're justified. Justified means that you now stand before God uncondemned. It does not mean that you are acquitted. No. I must make that very clear to you. Acquittal means not guilty. But justified means you admit your guilt and God forgives you. That is what Jesus came to make possible. We can receive from God all he has for us when we come the right way. And the right way is to come by Jesus Christ. That's what Paul says. Notice the last part of that verse. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. That means a whole new mode of living. A whole new lifestyle. Be cleansed. Now, when that happens, then the situation of the church's court case will be greatly relieved. And let the peace of Christ possess your heart and soul. Amen. Now let us pray. O God, how we thank thee again, dear Lord, that the Holy Spirit superintended the Apostle Paul as he wrote these most instructive words. Father, bless us now. My friend and me, as I have expounded this word of God, may it be to the glory of God, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
That was a very practical message, my friend. As followers of Jesus, we need to resolve our conflicts according to his ways. Take time to read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. There are specific guidelines God has given believers for dealing with personal loss or injury. Now, my friend, if you have a question or a comment on today's teaching, or if you have a prayer request you'd like to share with us, then write. We'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and send us your comments by the email link that's provided there. Once again, the mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And the web address is www.heraldsofhope.org. Here's the mailing address once more. Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Now, you'll be sure to join us next week as we continue our Bible study titled Christian Behavior. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.